Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. Share your thoughts and your feelings about the shows. If there's someone you want us to bring on to inspire you, send me that information and we'll do our best to bring them on the show for you. When you're at my website, AskSueLondon.com, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you do that, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally to go through all the challenges that I did and then create the life that I truly love. So check out the website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're there too, check out my books on the book area on the Adventures of Rocky's Journey and my personal story of what I went through and how I got through it. Now, I've got news to share with you. Last week, we had, if you remember, Dorothy Jean Angst on the show. She was the publisher of True Blue Spirit magazine. And if you remember, we didn't know if we were going to be able to get Dorothy to go through the whole show to last, because just as we were starting, she got a call that her daughter went into labor and Dorothy was delivering the baby. So it was kind of touch and go how long it was going to last. Well, the good news is Dorothy finished the show. We finished a little early for her sake. She hung up the phone, got to the hospital. The baby was born, a beautiful baby girl, and they called her Ella. She was 7 pounds, 5 ounces, and she arrived at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 1 hour after we ended the show, folks. So thank you to Ella for holding off coming into the world so we could do the show. And Dorothy, we wish you and your family many happy moments with your new addition to your beautiful family. Now, on a sadder note, folks, I want to share with you that a couple days ago, our executive producer, Linda Firing's mom, passed away. Linda is the real glue behind Transformation Talk Radio. And I just want to take a second and send out lots of love and prayers to Linda and her family this time. And, you know, wishing you all the best during these challenging times for you. Now, on a happier note, Chris, how are you doing this week?
Oh, there's not enough hours in the day, Sue, as usual. I wish there were 45 hours a day.
Well, you got to get up earlier.
Yeah, but then I'd have no sleep at all. That would take away from the you know, 5 minutes I get now.
We need to get you a time management coach.
Is that it? Is that what I need?
I think so. I don't know.
I know you always help me every week. Whatever show that's on, the guest is always helping me with whatever I need at the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many amazing people out there, isn't there? And tonight is no different. We have got such an amazing guy on. And I have to pre-warn you, Christopher, he is a Canadian as well. So I don't think he's going to be saying A, like all of you people down there like to label us.
Well, most Canadians are okay, Sue.
Oh, just me, right? When I say A so much, right?
That's what I was going to say. No, you're fine, too.
Yeah, so no picking on my guest tonight, okay, my friend?
Absolutely not.
So I have to tell you, we're 2 weeks away from moving. 2 weeks today. Woo-hoo. I am so excited. But, you know, it's amazing how there are so many little last minute things you need to do. But on the good note, positive note, I am keeping my balance. I am saying no to the unimportant stuff. And tomorrow, Ross and I are actually taking the day off and we are going on a lunch cruise all around the Niagara, Ontario area. So we're taking a 4-hour cruise and we're just going to go and chill and just enjoy the water. So I always say, you know, as busy as anyone is, it's always important to take that downtime. So are you getting that message, my friend?
Yes, I am. Directly.
Yeah. So you and I do so much the same every week. So are you going on a cruise this weekend?
That's the only thing I'm not doing. I'm going on a cruise in my head. I'm going on a cruise to the North Stonington Agricultural Fair, from which we are broadcasting live from all weekend.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, that'll keep you busy and out of trouble.
No, never out of trouble. Just keep me busy.
Oh, there you go.
You know why, Sue? You know why? Because what does a fair have? Fair food.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what? I wish I could get down there sooner. Anyone in Rhode Island, if you're listening, please keep your eyes on this man and just shake your head, say, no, that's not good for you.
Oh, I feel all eyes on me now.
There you go. As you know, Chris, I absolutely love it when we can bring a guest on who can give a message of hope and inspiration. And I absolutely love our guest today. I shared with you, he's a fellow Canadian. He is a man who is amazing, incredible, inspiring. He's funny. He's famous. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's an improviser. He is a gift to our world. It's the best way I can say it. I love it when we can bring someone on and they will, you know, add that support, that the messages I like to share, that anything is possible in life and that it is important to have the positive mindsets. And that's just a couple things we're going to cover today. So, Christopher, take notes if you're missing anything about the time management, and anyone else, if, you know, you're going through challenges in your life and, you know, you think it's the end of the world, this is the show tonight that we're going to help you to look at life differently and know that miracles can happen. You know, my story, I had Crohn's disease. I went on to heal it. Doctors told me I was going to have it for the rest of my life. I'm disease free. You know that I was told when I was pregnant with my second child that when my weight went down to just 80 pounds, either I would live or the baby would. Well, the baby, as you know, I announced it on my show back in March when she turned 19. She's beautiful, healthy. And so miracles do happen. And today, my guest is Neil Krohn. And he's going to be talking about his life lessons that he learned on his journey through colorectal cancer. And he's going to talk to us about his latest book titled Who Farted? So we are going to have a fun show. So are you ready, Christopher?
I'm laughing at the title. That's funny.
Yeah. I know my grandson is going to go crazy, you know, when he sees this book. I've been hiding it from him because it's my copy, you know. But let me tell you about Neil, because he's a pretty busy guy. Not only is he incredibly amazing and just an all-around wonderful guy, but he has performed in dozens of television and radio commercials, TV shows, and he's the voice of numerous cartoon characters every Saturday morning, including Ella, Erky Perky, Pearly, and The Adventures of Bob and Doug McKenzie. His most recent television and film and feature film roles include a guest starring appearance in CTV's Saving Hope, King, NBC's Warehouse 13, Connor of Undercover, and the recently released feature comedy movie, Eating Buccaneers. It's a funny movie. I loved it. And he's just finished filming his sixth season playing the role of the redneck Fred Tupper in CBC's hilarious hitcom Little Moss on the Prairie, and his second season of Family Channel's delightful Really Me. To learn more about Neil, about him personally, around his book, Who Farted, around the wonderful work he's doing, more about his story, visit his website, neilkrohn.com. That is N-E-I-L-C-R-O-N-E.com. And before we bring Neil on, I just want to tell you all, you know, you've got the opportunity today to call in, ask your questions, share, you know, your feelings. Neil and I are here to help you through what you're going through. And you know what? If you need your butt kicked, we're going to kick it in a loving way. But we're here today to help you to get through your stuff. So call in. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, Neil, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
It's wonderful to be here. I could listen to my introduction over and over again.
Well, you're so amazing. I just love you, you know.
I want to meet that guy. Who is that guy?
Well, you know, I have to say, first of all, you know, there's people that go through stuff and they just go through it. And then there's people that go through stuff and take it and learn from it and help others. And you are truly making such a positive difference in our world from what you've done. And I have to thank you for that. You're a very special man, my friend.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Thank you. So we've got about a minute before we have to go to commercial. So let's talk first of all about the beginning. Like, you know, what was life like leading up to cancer?
Well, you know, I mean, cancer was a bit of an epiphany for me, but it wasn't as though I was leading a profligate life prior to that. You know, I mean, I was a pretty happy guy. I was a very healthy guy too. You know, no nasty habits or anything. I wasn't strung out on heroin or anything like that. But I think, like a lot of people, you know, I was kind of coasting a little bit and sort of enjoying life, but not really milking life like crazy, and not really. I was taking my health for granted, like most of us do, right?
Yeah.
I was taking my life for granted, like most of us do. So I think, you know, a cancer diagnosis just slams the brakes on that. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of pulls the scales from your eyes a little bit and lets you, you know, completely see things with a whole new perspective.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. It really does. Now, let's go to the commercial break now. And then when we come back, let's really get into it deep. Let's
Absolutely.
Really share. Okay. So,
yeah.
Folks, what's happening today is that Neil is so kindly offered to give one of his books, Who Farted, away as a gift to you. So the first caller who calls into Christopher, my producer, you're going to win a copy of Neil's book, and then Neil will send it out. So phone in. You want to get a copy of Neil's book. The first person to call in is going to get it today. So the number, guys, you're going to call in at the switchboard is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. So call into the switchboard right now. We're going to take that commercial break. And when we come back, Neil's going to share so much more with you to help empower you and help you have that wonderful life that you want to. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Thank you. 4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My very special guest today is amazing, wonderful man, actor Neil Crone. Now, today, Neil is here with us today, and he's sharing the life lessons that he learned on his journey that he went through colorectal cancer. Now, we were talking what it was like, you know, leading up to having the cancer. Neil, how did you find out that you had it? Like, were you one that went in for regular checkups and that?
Well, no, you know, I'm not. I mean, like most men, right? Yeah. You know, we tend to ignore things until we're literally, you know, hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
I was just having some issues back there, and a little bit of blood, and I kind of thought, and I was young too. When I was first started having these problems, I was probably 40 years old, and So I thought, you know, if I got a hemorrhoid or something, and so I kind of let it slide, and then finally I went to see a guy.
Okay.
And this doctor actually asked me, said, you know, he said, have you had a full scope before, a full colonoscopy? And I said, no.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, you're pretty young for that. Why don't we just let that go? We'll have a quick peek. So he had a quick peek, and I guess he saw maybe a hemorrhoid. And
okay.
That was it, and he let it slide. And then, you know, a couple of years went by, and the problem was sort of persisting and maybe getting worse. And went to see my doctor, my GP again, and he said, he sent me to another guy, and this guy, thankfully, insisted on scoping me, even though I was only 42. I mean, they don't generally start scoping people until about 50 years of age. So this guy insisted, and when he looked inside there, he said he found a large lesion. On my colon, and he said, you know, this is too big for me to fix right here. I'm going to have to perform surgery on you to do that. So,
yeah.
And even then, there was no cancer diagnosis at that point. He took some cells of the lesion and sent them off for a biopsy, and they came back, you know, no problem.
Uh-huh.
And so it wasn't until he opened me up, when I was actually on the operating table, he opened me up, and they found a peach-sized tumor on the outside of my colon eating its way in.
Wow.
So I came out of anesthetic news of that you have cancer.
Feel that?
No. Well, you know what? It's funny you should say that because at the time I was also very big into yoga, and I was there were some postures that I would do, and you know, when I was lying on my back, particularly, and I'd be twisting my legs a certain way, where I could sort of feel pressure of something around that area of my abdomen, and I don't know whether that was in my mind or not. I don't know, but I do recall feeling that, and that was. But again, as most men, you know, you don't listen to your body at all until it's screaming at you. You know.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when you're saying that, you know, you had a tumor. I had an abscess the size of a tennis ball between my second and third layer of muscle, and on the right side, and I really felt that it felt like a pressure. So yeah, wow, that's amazing. So what a blessing that you went and had that checked out.
Well, yeah, again, and the second doctor was just such a great guy and a lovely, great surgeon and a lovely guy, and we've been fast friends ever since. But no question. And that was a big, you know, as part of my work as a spokesperson for the Colon Cancer Canada and the Colorectal Cancer Association of Canada, I've just been trying to get, you know, the word out to guys, and mostly men, but everybody, just to get yourself scoped, you know, because it is an extremely preventable form of cancer. If they find polyps, which is the beginning of cancer, they just nip them off and you're good to go.
So,
and it's, you know, it's not a very invasive process, in spite of what everybody might think.
So let me, can I ask you something? Is this something where, like, men need to, now we're Canadians, and I know our health system is different than Americans.
Yes.
Is this something that, you know, men have to go to their doctors and say, hey, I want to have this checked out? Or is this something that doctors will automatically say, I want to do this?
Well, nope. I guess good doctors would say, hey, you're 50 years old. You know, you probably need to have this done. You know, just like the same thing they might say, hey, you're 55 years old, you're 60 years old, you should have your prostate checked.
Yeah.
I mean, but just as a matter of course, right? But okay. I think, you know, again, once you're past 50, I think it's worth asking about. It really is, especially if there's some kind of a history of it in your family.
Yeah, yeah. So all you men listening, don't be stubborn. You're hearing first example, right?
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, and once you go through this, you really look at, boy, you know, why was I so stubborn about not going to the doctor? Right? You know,
it's
really, life is too short, folks. You're talking, hearing two people talk to you about how life is so short and be grateful for having it. Cause once you lose it, you don't know what you've lost. Like, it's just, you wish you had done things differently. So don't get to that point. Listen to both of us. Do y'all feel us kicking your butt on this? So you've been diagnosed with cancer. You're at this point now. How did you feel when you were diagnosed? Did you go through like the pity party, why me, like I did?
Well, you know, I think it was more, it is frightening, as you well know. I mean, it is a terribly frightening diagnosis. And we've given the word cancer so much power. You know, we give it so much power. It's such a boogeyman for us. And when you hear it in association with yourself, it's quite terrifying. But it's funny, like that didn't last terribly long with me. And I'm not entirely sure why, but we just sort of set about the process of healing very quickly. And, you know, my house and my family, my kids and my wife, you know, we really didn't spend much time at all worrying about stuff. We just set about living life in a different way and setting our sights on getting better. We did kind of fall into the trap initially, you know, as a lot of people do when you get a diagnosis, you want to learn everything you possibly can about it. And so, you know, people scour the internet and you get books like crazy, and people with very good meaning, good hearts give you books and stuff. And pretty soon we had the house was full of cancer stuff. And we stopped at one point. We said, whoa, what are we doing? Let's just get rid of all this stuff, because let's not give it any more power than it already has in our lives. So we chucked out a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And we just went back, you know, if we're going to get books in the house, let's make them books that make us feel good.
Very good. Do you all hear that? Do you hear what he's saying? Thank you for saying that. Because, you know what? It's all about where you put your intention.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can I just cut in for a second? Christopher, we have...
Yes.
We have a winner for Neil's book.
Yes, we do.
A very excited lady.
And she's not only very excited, but she was on the phone with me for quite some time, and a very, very nice lady.
And who is the winner?
The winner is Elaine Champlin of Dunn's Corners, Westerly, Rhode Island, the Dunn's Corners section of town.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, perfect. Well, Elaine, congratulations. You're going to love Neil's book. It's really, really cute. So, thank you for calling in. So now let's go back. I'm sorry, Neil. We just had to get that out and share this lady.
No, thanks, Elaine. Enjoy the book. Happy reading.
Yeah, and she's a young age, I understand.
A very young age, absolutely. Young at heart, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. So let's go back. Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place here. Such a very professional host here, aren't I, tonight, Neil? So we've talked about you got rid of all this negative stuff, and then... Now, you did training as a comic improviser. So how did that help you?
It's funny because I give a lot of motivational talks about this kind of thing, and the thrust of the talk that I give is, I call it learning to say yes. And as an improviser, when you're learning how to improvise on stage, the cardinal rule, the most important thing that you're ever taught, is that you never ever say no. On stage, you never say no to an offer or no to an idea on stage. Because if you do, you know, you shut things down and everything hits a dead end, and you kind of stop the momentum of the scene. You say yes to everything. In fact, you say yes and. You say yeah and let's do this, or yeah, and you infuse it with energy, and you see where it takes you until the next idea comes along to say yes to. And I found that was a very apt metaphor and philosophy for dealing with a cancer diagnosis. You know, instead of fighting it, everybody always wants to battle cancer. You know, you want to fight cancer. cancer. I decided just to say yes to what I've been handed, and yes to all the wonderful things that were still in my life. Mm-hmm. So yes to a lovely walk each day. Yes to sitting outside in the shade of the maple tree. Mm-hmm. Yes to reading my favorite book. Yes to spending time with my children. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that, instead of constantly saying no and being worried about battling this thing that was in my body, we just ignored it.
Yeah. At that point, like when the doctor gave you the diagnosis, what was your, the diagnosis, how long did he give you?
Well, again, stupidly, like most of us, you always, because I think we watch too many movies, right? Because people always see this in the movies. They always say, doc, how long do I have? That kind of thing. And you always ask them, what's the odds of survival? And it was a stage 3 cancer diagnosis. And he said, well, 35% over 5 years.
Yeah.
So not great odds, I wish I'd never heard those. But very quickly we put that in the back burner too and didn't think about that. We just didn't go there.
Well, and why I brought that up is because, I've met a lot of doctors myself, and there's good ones out there and there's bad ones.
Sure.
It's really important that when you're working with a doctor, folks, that they're positive and that you're on the same, level of thinking. And I've always, worked with doctors who loved their animals and saw my animals as really, big healers. Is there anything that you would say in a doctor, people listening, what they should look for?
Well, yeah, that's what you said. Even if you have a difficult diagnosis and things look dim, somebody that understands that there's still a part of the equation that medicine doesn't always figure into, and that is that's the human spirit, right? Nobody can put a price on how strong your spirit is and how strong your desire to live is. And that's always what makes the difference. I talk to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of cancer survivors. I talk to a lot of individuals who are going through the process.
Yeah.
And I've also met a lot of people that I've talked to who have since passed, who have died.
Yeah.
And the difference seems to be, you'll have a number of us with the same diagnosis, on the same cocktail, the same age, the same physical fitness, the same demographic, but one person lives and one person dies. I mean, the only thing that I can attribute to the difference to is spirit. It comes down to your desire to live, your the frame of your mind, your emotions, your positive attitude, and I don't say any of that lightly, because those things are enormously important.
Yeah, and you know what? On saying that, I can tell you, I was always called a very strong-willed or stubborn child. I call it personally being very strong-willed. And I listen to my daughter saying about my grandson, he's so stubborn. But you know what? I think that's a good trait to have. Because you're strong-willed, it can get you through so much. And I can tell you, for me personally, it was that strong-willed determination, believing that anything is possible and we can get through anything. And when someone tells me no, oh my gosh, watch out. My husband just rolls his eyes. It's like, oh, she's going to take off now. Like when someone says no, it's like, I'm going to prove you're wrong, But on that note, we got to take another commercial break. Now, I want to give you guys another gift that's listening. So anyone who's in the Rhode Island area right now, you can go into our radio station and you will win. The first person who calls in is going to win a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. So give Christopher a call. The first person to call is going to win a copy of my book. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you got to go into the station to get it, okay, folks? So it's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. We'll be right back and we'll talk more with Neil.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have the amazing actor Neil Krohn here with us today. And folks, today Neil is sharing his personal journey of the life lessons that he learned while having colorectal cancer. Neil, we cannot talk about healing and not include our pets.
Mm-hmm.
You and I love our dogs.
Yes, I'm a big dog guy. I'm a cat guy, yeah. Too, but I can't have a cat in the house. One of my boys is a little allergic, but
okay.
always have dogs, always have had dogs in the house.
And what have you got now?
Right now we have a rescue. He's a Great Dane Lab cross.
Okay.
And his name is Owen, and he is he's just beautiful. He's about 3 years old, and we got him from the Kingston Humane Society about a week after we lost our other dog,
who
could not have a house without a dog for much longer.
That's us as well. Now, you wouldn't have had him when you were going through the cancer?
No, I had a dog, a wonderful pal named Yonto, which is Welsh for Ian.
Okay.
And Yonto was another rescue. We got him. He lived about 12 years old. He had a good long life.
Yeah.
But he was right there with me for the entire trip. And he was just the coolest dog too, because he was just one of those wonderful animals that, as all animals do, you know, they sense when you're out of sorts, and they just. Mm-hmm. They don't nudge you or drop a ball in your lap. Or they simply come and they have a presence. Yeah. They come and sit near you where you can touch them if you want to, or just, you know, feel their vibe. And he literally, that dog did not leave my side for the 8 or 9 months that I was going through chemotherapy and radiation and stuff. And he, you know, and all my, I took daily walks, short little walks to get out and sort of keep my blood up. And he was beside me the entire time, and just a lovely, gentle, quiet spirit, that dog. I mean, it's just a wonderful gift.
Now, I've done a lot of work. Our dogs are certified pet therapy dogs. I don't know if I told you that. And we've gone into nursing homes and sick kids' hospitals. And I've taken our dogs when I've done book signings. And I have found that people, you know, once you're with your dog and they know you're doing pet therapy, that just opens them up to share about their pet. And so many people with cancer have shared with me that their pets, cats especially, would like kind of need, you know, how you, they get their paws going and, sniff a certain area on them later to be, you know, it was so unlike, uncharacteristic of that pet to do that, that it got the owner to go to a doctor and have checked out to learn that they had cancer. So your dog didn't do that sort of thing with you?
No, well, you know, he may well have been, and I just may have been too stupid.
You didn't notice?
To him, you know, But yeah, they do say that. They say that the dogs in particular can actually smell it. They can smell
That's right. Yeah, you know? It's the stories, oh my gosh, that I can share. It's just amazing what animals have done. Folks, I want to tell you, I was on Elizabeth Cookson's show last night. She's one of the hosts for Transformation Talk Radio on WBLQ. Her show is live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And last night while I was on her show, we did a whole segment about the healing power of pets. So if you're listening right now and you're going through stuff, I want to encourage you to go to transformationtalkradio.com. And you can hear the archive show. I believe you can hear it through my host page on the archived area. It should be up there now. So check that if you're going through stuff. But Neil, did you ever do pet therapy yourself with your dog? Did you do that?
We didn't do that. We used to have a great big noof, a big black Newfoundland, and we took her into seniors' homes with us.
Nice.
And that was huge. You know, you'd walk her in there and you'd park her, you know, you'd see some poor old soul, you know, slumped over in a wheelchair in the middle of the hallway who looks, you know, for all intents and purposes, sort of catatonic.
Yeah.
But you'd bring, her name was Bronwyn, and we'd bring Bronnie in, and we'd just sort of park her beside him and just lift his hand and just put it on her back, this beautiful silky fur. And you could, the minute, you know, they would touch her, you could just see their face light up. And sometimes they wouldn't say anything, but there'd just be, there'd just be an instant connection to this person. And then, of course, there were dozens of other cases, of course, where people would talk about, you know, everybody had a great story about the dog of their youth. Right?
And did you find, because what my experience was, that they couldn't remember what they had for dinner that night, but they could go back and tell you the childhood, what the tricks the pet would do and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And
very,
you know, you know what happened for us when we got Willie, our little Shih Tzu? He was 4 months old, and at the time we got him, my husband Ross, his grandmother was going through Alzheimer's disease, and she was at the stage where she was just, you know, sitting there lifeless, just staring, was not speaking for months. And I just thought, well, you know what, I'm going to take Willie with us to help Ross to cope with seeing his grandma like this. I wasn't prepared what happened. What happened, we went in and all the eyes, you know, the life came back into everyone there. And when we went into grandma's room, I just simply took the puppy, and he's like a little Shih Tzu in the palm of my hand at like 4 months old, right? And we put Willie on grandma's tray, and Willie just put his head down on grandma's hand and started licking her. Within 30 seconds, we watched this life come back into this lady, and she said the word puppy. Never spoke again, and then not too long after that, she passed over. But so powerful. Like, the animals just create such miracles, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do. And they animals are, you know, I'm convinced, and I've read about this a lot too. They are tuned in to the universe in a way that many of us aren't. I mean, we're all able to, but animals just do it so easily that they're already there for us. Like, and you've seen it a million times, right, where you're, you could be in a room with somebody and, you know, somebody's weeping or there's a strong emotional, negative emotional vibe going on. And the animal just automatically sidles up to somebody and just is there for them. They just get it.
And you know what I like, what you shared, you've got your pets, they've been rescue animals. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for that, by the way, because that's the only place I get pets. Every dog that I have gotten in my life have gone on. Well, my dog Rocky basically saved my life. I got him 8 months later. I'm diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and it was the dog that came to the hospital that when I was pregnant with that baby that the first doctor said, you or them. And it was the second doctor that said for my dog to come down, and seeing my dog just changed everything for me. And I went home 2 days later and delivered this beautiful baby 4 months later. So, you know, go, if you're listening, folks, and you're inspired to get a pet, bring it into your life. There's all kind of animals out there. There are animals that are non-allergenic, so do your research. Go to the shelters first, because there's animals there that need your love and will give you things back that you can't even imagine. Don't you agree?
I almost swear that a lot of the animals that you do get from rescue shelters and whatnot, they're, you'd almost swear they're grateful. I mean, they do. They seem to have that vibe about them, you know?
It's so true, yeah. Folks, I have to share, Chris has just sent me a message that we have a winner for my book, Michael McGuire. Is that right, Christopher?
You said that absolutely correctly.
There we go. So congratulations, Michael. And I understand he's down at the car show right now.
Yes, he's actually an auto mechanic, coincidentally speaking. And he's at the car show as we speak, walking around, looking at all of the vehicles and is listening to the radio.
And that is happening in Westerly, Rhode Island right now?
Yes, specifically Missquamicut, which is the beach section of Westerly.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Michael, and enjoy the book. I'm so lost on time. I'm just so absorbed with talking to Neil. We're a couple minutes. Can I still keep talking, Christopher?
You have exactly a minute.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's
actually, you can talk as long as you want. I don't care.
No, you don't say that to us, too, right, Neil?
I'm saying all of the things that you wish Ross would say to you. That's what I'm saying.
No, he normally says, be quiet, Sue. Neil, believe it or not, I was a very, very shy person, and I went to Toastmasters to, build my confidence and self-esteem again after going through a difficult marriage. And it was my husband I'm with now, my Mr. Wright, and he was my mentor from Toastmasters.
Oh, you're
and
kidding.
He says, I was the one that helped you come out of your shell, and now I can't shut you up, So I give
what
him,
you wish for, right?
I know. That's exactly what I say. So you know what? It's a great thing, and he's, like, really my best friend, and it was such a blessing. So that's a whole other show again, folks. But let's, Chris, let's go to the commercial now, and then when we come back, because we've got so much still to share, and then we want Neil to share more about his book as well. So let's take that quick break, and then we come back more with Neil. Stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, we have a very wonderful man here. I cannot talk highly enough about him. He is an actor. He is a writer. He is an improviser. He is an amazing man who is making a positive difference in our world. His name is Neil Crone, and today he's sharing the lessons he learned on his journey through colorectal cancer. Neil, you and I, when we talked before, we've both said how we wouldn't change a thing because we're so grateful what we have now. What would you say changed for you? Like we talked about, you know, you became aware and stuff like that. What would you say that has really changed the most for you now?
Well, I think what happens, I mean, it's amazing for starters. It's amazing how quickly as human beings we start to slide back into our old habits, even after having an epiphany, like a life, you know, a life-changing event like that.
Yeah. But
I think having gone through it, what happens is if I, now when I find myself feeling crummy or feeling low or even just bored, it doesn't last nearly as long. And I'm able to sort of, you know, the radar pops up and goes, whoa, whoa, you know, hey, you know, life is short, enjoy it. And so that's been a big thing for me. I always refer to cancer as this big black dog that is behind me and is kind of nipping at me, you know, it's chasing after me. And most days, you know, I can barely even hear him back there. But, you know, some days he's so close I can smell his breath in my ear. But the fact that it's back there, I'm aware of my own mortality, in other words.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody has a big black dog chasing them, of course, right? We're all going to die.
Yeah.
But people who have been cancered have simply developed, you know, better hearing, right? We know he's there, and we live our lives accordingly. I wear a little silver bracelet that I found that is kind of cool. And on it is inscribed the words, nothing is worth more than this day.
Yeah, how fitting.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. And I put it on every day, and I just kind of sometimes I say it out loud to myself. And it's just like a little reset button for my soul sometimes, right? And that's largely the gift that sort of, you know, a brush with death will give you, or, you know, or a scare like that. And just not that you're living, you know, you become Superman or everything. We still have bad days and all the rest of it, but you just, your perspective gets cleaned up a little bit. And
it does.
You don't stay in those places as long as you might have been beforehand.
And you're a very spiritual person now, right?
Yeah, I very much so. I mean, I'm very much aware of that larger part of myself. You know, and I try to stay tapped into that as much as I can, because that's where my power comes from. That's where my health comes from.
You know, now, so we've got people listening, and maybe they're, you know, going in for tests for cancer, or, you know, maybe they've got other conditions. What do you want to say to them as far as, okay, you're going through this, what are the best tools you want to recommend for them?
Well, you know, a huge thing for me was meditation. Meditation just became very, very important, because if nothing else, meditation simply stills you and quiets you and lets the natural beauty of your own spirit fill you. And you'll, you know, if you have guides, and we all have them, and they're talking to you and they want to help you, you'll only hear them if you're being still. And I used to literally meditate in the chemo chair. I mean, when the nausea got bad and whatnot, I'd just sort of tune out for a while.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, screening out the static of and the noise of everyday life helps you really focus on what's important.
Now, I know for myself, meditation, you're right, I had to do that because my mind was always going, and, you know, you can so easily slip into the what ifs if you're waiting for a diagnosis and that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find a better time? Again, we're giving this advice to people who are listening. This is all new to them, right? I meditate in the morning. Is there a better time? Like, what time do you do it? Is it?
Yeah, I'm a morning guy too. I will do it any time that I feel it warrants it. Like if I'm getting stressed about something or whatever, but I do like to start my day off with a couple of things. I like to meditate, and then I like to journal and sort of script my day a little bit. I like to write about what I would like to have happen to me that day.
We are twins, my friend.
just to get yourself into the frame of mind that good things are going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I certainly don't start my day by listening to the radio or reading a newspaper or watching a television, because that's just going to fill your world full of negativity and stuff. So.
And what about exercise?
Yeah, you know, I still do that as well. And, you know, I do a little bit of yoga here and there. Mm-hmm. I have a very simple routine of some push-ups, sit-ups, and some chin-ups that I do just to sort of keep myself toned. Mm-hmm. And then I ride my bike. I used to play a lot of hockey, but the knees don't do that as well as I used to. But now I ride my bike and I walk my dogs, you know, and that's all good.
And so, you know, folks listening, I know, like, when I was really sick, now, we're talking two different diseases, and you probably didn't go through the diarrhea like I did, because with Crohn's disease, that's one of the symptoms. Did you have, like, more pain associated from maybe the chemo?
Well, afterwards, what wiped me out, I mean, the diarrhea got really bad for me when they radiated me, because it completely kills anything that's good for you inside your gastrointestinal tract. So nothing stays inside you. I would swallow a supplement pill, for instance, a capsule, a gelatin capsule, and it would come out intact.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was... The chemo was just kind of made me feel like I had a bad flu most of the time, but the radiation, you know, wiped you out that way.
Yeah. Well, I know for me, whatever I went through, my pet got me through that. I can't believe we are almost out of time.
That's incredible.
I want you to tell everybody your book. How did you come up with that title, my friend? Where did that come from?
Who Farted is just one of the goofy poems that I wrote. The book is full of poems that I wrote as I watched my two children grow up, you know, and had a house full of kids every day and stuff, and just loved watching kids and listening to them and listening to them play with words and watching just the goofy stuff they would go through and sort of remembering my own childhood and characters from that as well. And just, I love to play with words, I love to play with the sounds of words. And so Who Farted is one of the poems in the book. And the book was originally titled after another one of the poems called The Melderson's Dog is Sitting on Me.
Okay.
But as I went around to different schools, inevitably the poem that the kids loved and they howled at and wanted to hear again and again and again was Who Farted, you know.
Okay.
That became the new title for the book.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, do you find when you do writing it's very healing for you? Like when you write your books?
I lose myself when I write. I mean, hours will go by, and I've been completely aware that I've been, you know, the passage of time. I mean, I just get zoned out when I write. I love it.
That's what I find. It's very healing for me. I can tell you, two nights ago, I was up all night writing articles for a magazine, and I didn't even feel like I was up. Like, I paid for it hours later, you know, like the middle of the afternoon. But it's just so calming for me. Very healing, too, right, doing the writing, you know. So, folks, we have shared so much with you. I could have Neil on here another 4 hours. Neil, I want you to know you always have an invitation to come back on our show because
you're
such an crazy, amazing guy. We have about a minute left. Any final thoughts for the listeners? Anything you want to share? Final thoughts?
Well, just the most important thing is what we talked about. You know, I mean, if any way you can, you know, tap into that larger self of yours, you know, that spirit self, your source, the universe, and just, you know, that really is where our power and where our happiness resides, and it'll just make a huge difference in your life, no question.
Yeah, and, you know, Neil is so right here, guys, that, you know, tapping into that, you'll learn lessons from this if you're going through stuff. Be positive. You know, get rid of the negative stuff in your house. I always turn to the positive, inspiring books. Great stuff out there, guys. I'm so sorry, but we are out of time. Neil, I want to thank you. You are such a very special man. Thank you. And again, always have my door open for you, my friend. So,
my great pleasure. Thank you.
Guys, check out Neil Krohn at his website, neilkrohn.com, NEILCRONE.com. His book is Who Farted? Check it out. It's amazing. My website is AskSueLondon.com. And I want to thank my guest today, Neil Krohn, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. And next Thursday on my show, I have healer Mahendra Trivedi. And he's going to tell you how he did a miracle healing on my dog, Willie. Next Friday, also mark your calendar, because next Friday, June the 20th, I'm going to be filling the host seat on the Dr. Pat Show with my guest, Michelle Vickers. She's also known as a soul connector. You'll remember her. She was the guest on the show when my dog happened to take that exact same time to pass over. And both Michelle and I were experiencing feeling Molly's stuff. So that's going to be a very spiritual show. And Michelle was actually going to be back on my show. I think it's August the 30th where you can call in and she's actually going to give you a personal soul reading from your own soul. So on behalf of my very special guest, Neil Krohn, myself, Sue London, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.